wash your hands. We could say there is something that is going to be happening. But last night, I was dismayed when students and parents were messaging me on Facebook and Messenger and calling me. And I had numbers I didn't even know show up. Like, people are saying this. And I just felt dumb. I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm sure, there was a good meeting. So how do we get ahead of that, to me, which was a train wreck last night? And because, like, today, are you going to go online? Because we have students who are out in the country hearing from their friends, and they should be hearing from you all. That's my concern, is what when we talk about messaging. And I could be totally wrong, and I know you're going to tell me I probably am, but I've been here 27 years, and I know we can get through this, but I feel like communication is always where we lack. And I feel
I don't know
who your leadership team is, but I see some of these people out here that I really feel like, students should be part of it, faculty senate should be part of it. I go back, and I'm real old school thinking about the continuity of operations plan, the pandemic plan we had in 2009. I don't know if anybody's looked at that or thought about what do we take from that, work from that, or are you guys just building from scratch?
Right now, I'll at least make a couple of points. We'd love to have the faculty senate involved, but I see Cody. Any other faculty here in the room? Two, three, four, five. Five of our faculty. So a lot of our faculty, like our students, are taking spring break, so we have to run with the team we've got. The one thing that we've come out in terms of the communications, which I agree is a completely it's a critical component. There's going to be rumors, there's going to be innuendo, there's going to be assumptions made that are delivered across Indian country via online sources. I mean, all the media that you can find online, there's going to be chat and talk, and I heard this, and somebody said that. We're determined to make sure that the official word, official communication, comes through the office of the president, so that the speed at which it comes out is compromised by a couple of things. The first thing is we want every bit of information going to faculty, staff, students to be as accurate as possible. We don't want to make hasty decisions that then we have to retract because it wasn't well thought out, well prepared, and conferred with all of those involved.
But you're missing my point. My point was that out of your 3-hour meeting yesterday, that you're having this evening meeting, there should have been something that went out as a solid message that said, please let students know there's going to be a meeting tonight and they should attend. That's all I'm saying, is that even that in itself, which is pretty short, that's what should have came out. Now, if I'm totally wrong, I apologize, but when you think of yourself as a parent and a grandparent and you think about these students, that's what I would want. I would want someone that I trust, and they all trust us here, and we say that every time we're passable family, but you just have a couple of
soon that's going to address a lot of the things at different levels for students, for faculty, for staff, in many ways. And we already recognize that that's going to create more questions. So we already have a team working on what questions are going to be asked following that, so we can have a more timely response to those questions that come up. So just to address that.
Thank you, Dr. Gift. That is certainly a fair question, a fair criticism. And